There will be a public hearing at 11 this morning at the state capitol on a bill that would restrict public access to the managed forest land located near the proposed iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin. And we will ask you if you think this legislation is justified or not in today's big question. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, September 4th. We will hear first from the author of the bill, Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst, and after 7:30 with a critic of the bill, Democratic State Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar. And we will welcome your questions and your views for both of our guest lawmakers. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We have a brand new website, new and improved website. It launched today at WPR.org. We certainly invite you to check it out, but because of the newness of our website, we did not put an online question on the website, so you can vote on our Facebook question. If you'd like. Should the mining zone in the Pinoki Hills be closed off to the public? And why or why not? Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst says yes. He is the chair of the Senate Committee on Workforce Development, Forestry, Mining, and Revenue, and he is the co-author of this bill that would close off public access to the forests surrounding the proposed iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin. Good morning, and thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning, Joy.
So what would your bill do?
What this bill does is, under current law, the iron mining site is in managed forest law open. In other words, there's access for the public that they can go and recreate. You know, they can hike, they can fish, they can hunt, and those types of things. And this would change it to an MFL closed, where the public would be restricted from having access. And the reason for it, it goes back to almost 3 months ago when the Earth First people showed up and violently attacked the drilling crew that came in to do exploratory drilling. And they promised after that they would be back, and they'll be back with more people. And I take that very seriously. And so, in effect, what this bill ends up being is it's a worker safety bill more than anything else to be able to protect those people that are working at the site, including not just people working for the drilling company, but also for public employees like DNR employees who are going to have to be working on there also during the permitting process.
So why not just say people can't be on the site itself where the people are working? Why the land surrounding it?
Well, it's not that easy with the MFL process, which it's very unfortunate. The managed forest law has served us very well in the state of Wisconsin to have sustainably grown timber here in our state. And we've never had a situation like this before. We've never contemplated that before because we've never had violent protests like this. And they use a loophole, what I would call a loophole in the MFL provisions, where they just said, the protesters, when they came in and accosted the drilling crew, they said, well, we're just hiking out here. And they openly scoffed at being able to do that as a result of the law. So as a result, we're going to have to close this to protect the people that are working at the site.
Well, Senator Jauch, who we'll talk to after 7:30, says the bill goes way too far and that we shouldn't cut off access to land that is still years away from mining just because, in his words, one idiot got in the way. What's your response to this being an overreach?
Well, first of all, I'm glad that Senator Jauch and others agree that something has to be done. I mean, everybody after what happened in early June, we all agree something has to be done. And but Senator Jauch says one idiot. I urge people to look at the Earth First video and view what happened there, because there were at least a dozen people there dressed up like Al-Qaeda operatives that swooped down on the drilling crew and were just nasty and vulgar. I mean, I really urge people to watch the video. It's not fun to do that. but you begin to understand these aren't your garden variety protesters. These are people that will go to great lengths to disrupt civil society, and they promise that they're going to be back. And so we really do, I think that we have to be able to protect these workers. And plus, when you look at, there is a bit of urgency to do something here because the company has filed for its bulk sampling permit. That's the next permit that can be issued. And the Department of Natural Resources is deciding whether they're going to issue that permit. But that could come at any time now. And it has to come by the middle of October. And if the company gets the permit, they're going to want to go out and do the bulk sampling, which requires equipment, may require blasting. And we want to be able to protect people that are working at the site. It's important to protect them.
Well, I have audio. I don't have a video to show, but I have audio that we can listen to when the group of protesters accosted mine workers. This was, though, Senator Tiffany, was this this was a few months ago. This was like in the spring, in March, wasn't it?
No. When they attacked the drilling crew, that was in early June. I think it was June 11th.
Okay. All right. Let's take a listen.
Get on the other side and die. I hope you commit suicide.
You guys don't have a permit. I don't know what you're going
to do. You don't have a permit. You're not supposed to be here. You're breaking the law. You're destroying the water. The injunction. There's going to be a class action lawsuit. There's going to be an injunction. You're not supposed to be here.
Well, I think then one of those protesters wrestled a camera away from one of the workers, and that woman was charged, and I think that's why Senator Jauch says it was one idiot.
Yeah. Well, I urge people to view the video, and they can decide whether there was just one idiot there or a whole bunch of them. The key point is that they promise that they're going to be back, Joy, and we have to make sure we protect the workers that are on the site. And I would repeat, Joy, that you know, we have PNR employees that are going to be working there also, and we need to make sure that they're able to be protected.
We are talking with Senator Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst. He is the co-author of a bill that would restrict access to the land around the proposed iron mining site in northern Wisconsin. We welcome your questions. We welcome your views on this at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. A public hearing is scheduled for this morning on a bill that would close off nearly 4,000 acres of forest around the proposed iron mine site near Lake Superior. We are talking with the co-author of the legislation about what it would do and why he says it is necessary. Coming up after 7:30, we will talk with a state lawmaker who is strongly opposed to this legislation. And we're asking you to weigh in on today's big question. Should land around the mining zone in the Pinoki Hills in northern Wisconsin be closed off to the public? Our guest in this half hour is Tom Tiffany, Republican State Senator from Hazelhurst. He is chair of the Senate Committee on Workforce Development, Forestry, Mining, and Revenue. Senator Tiffany, some criticism that this bill was just introduced on Friday, or at least your colleagues learned about it on Friday, and now there's a public hearing. There's going to be a vote very soon. What's the rush?
Oh, I don't believe it's a rush at all. Immediately after the incident in early June, when the game changed here in Wisconsin with the Earth First protesters, I put out public statements that I think we need to take a look at how to handle ecoterrorism in the state of Wisconsin. And we've spent the summer now reviewing various alternatives. Your next guest, Senator Jauch, put out a proposal a couple days after he met with my staff, and agreeing that something needed to be done. He just think it shouldn't be quite what we are doing, which, you know, honest disagreement there. But we made real clear that we were going to be probably introducing legislation here this fall. We're going to have a full hearing today. We're going to hear from all interested parties and take into account what people have to say, and then we will have the vote tomorrow. I think another thing that's important to, it's important to know what is in the bill also, Joy. And what it does is from the point when the company files for their notice of intent that they may want to mine until the permit decision is made, that's when they can close the land. Now, they pay a penalty also as a result of pulling that land out of the managed forest law. Just like anybody else, we took existing law. If you do a withdrawal in MFL, you have to pay a penalty, and the company will have to pay a penalty for that. And then I think one of the important things is, you know, when that permit decision comes, what if the permit is denied? And that is possible, that the permit could be denied. In our bill, the land reverts back to MFL open, and so it will be open to the public once again.
Yeah. Some wonder if the mining company GTAC can have armed guards at the mining site, why does the forest need to be closed off?
Well, because, I mean, you could have, literally, you could have someone walking through the forest under the provision of MFL open, and they could be carrying an axe or something, and they could, they're legal to do that, and then they could take that axe and swing it at a piece of equipment or something, and it's not until that point that they become, you know, that they go beyond the law. So you have people that are able to, as we saw back in June, they're able to stretch the law beyond what it was intended to be.
Let's take some calls. Jim in Wausau joins us first. Hello, Jim.
Hi. The first thing I want to say is that I have known Katie Cloth, who was the person who was arrested for 4 years. She has absolutely no connection to Earth First. The reason that the people wore the masks was that was a reference to the Zapatista people and the native people of southern Mexico who are opposing their government selling their tribal and their personal property to large corporations from North America. Now, who I am is one of the people, one of the photographers who took pictures of the armed guards that went, you know, all over the country. What Rob Ganson and I went up there for was to take photos of the absolute sloppy way that GTAC had handled the toxic materials from their drilling of core samples. And Tom Tiffany has asked people to look at that video of people that, you know, they have been the tribal people up there told them this was out of line, they were thrown out of the camp, and this is not going to happen again.
Yeah, all right, so this is unnecessary, Jim says, Senator Tiffany.
Tell that especially to the two women who were in the drilling crew who were the first ones attacked. Tell them that when they come back to do more work, that they're going to be safe without any safeguards being put in place. I don't think that they will accept those assurances as readily as our caller does. And also, I mean, our caller here can justify why these people hide their faces. And, you know, that's his opinion. But look at the video, and why would they do that? They clearly have something to hide.
Actually, does this bill push that harvest camp off of its current location?
It does not, Joy. The squatters camp that's on Iron County forest land is managed under a different state law, and it is not in the managed forest law program. So it does not affect that. This bill does not affect the squatters' camp.
Carl in Madison is with us now. Hello, Carl.
Hello, yes. I think that we need to look at the two sides here. On one side, you've got people who apparently grabbed a camera, and on the other side you have armed guards with assault weapons, some of which were photographed left on the seats of unattended vehicles. This is a lot like the closing down of our Capitol, and in a government of the people, by the people, for the people, if you can't voice your opinion, and if you can't make it clear that this is not something that the people support, we're on a very slippery slope in terms of First Amendment rights to stand up for the earth, to stand up for, you know, what should be proper legislation. And I just feel that this closing down of sections of America to isolate people who disagree with the business practices of major corporations is a very dangerous practice.
A response to that, Senator Tiffany.
Joy, can I comment?
Yes, please.
You know, the gentleman talks about standing up for the earth, yet here's people that when they ran in and rushed a drilling crew, they threw their equipment around and stuff like that, and they're trying to keep them from doing the job that we all want to find out is there, the environmental permitting process that has started now. They're putting impediments in place for us to be able to do that. I mean, if you look at that area up there, they had silt fence. Silt fence is put there as an environmental protection. They were trampling that, yet they say they're protecting the environment. You know, I just think that that's inaccurate.
Let's go next to Jeff in Iron County. Hello, Jeff.
Hello. First of all, this is not even Tom Tiffany's district, but in regards to the foul-mouthed hippie girl that grabbed the camera, she's been arrested by our sheriff. She's already been to court, and our district attorney and our sheriff's department has handled that situation. I think the real reason is because GTEC doesn't want people walking those hills where they could find grunerite and asbestos products and sulfides and that kind of thing that would prove that their mining is not an environmentally sound thing to do up there.
All right. Senator Tiffany?
Yeah. Well, if protesters like the ones back in early June that used violent means to try to stop this, if they would just let the environmental permitting process play itself out, you know, once we get to the bulk sampling permit, and if that's issued, we're going to find out more about the site. And then if it's then the next step would be the environmental impact review. And there'll be a thorough analysis of the site, a really good environmental review, and we'll find out whether this can be done or not. I mean, the law that was passed earlier this year that I authored does not allow a iron ore mine simply to be built. That's not what it did. It put in place the permitting process, and after the permitting process is done, then there will be a decision made by the regulators whether this can be done safely or not. And it's unfortunate that people are trying to prevent that environmental review from happening.
Talk a little bit more, Senator Tiffany, that why this isn't an overreaction to, as our caller put it, a loudmouth hippie girl stealing a camera.
Sure, sure. You know, as we were reviewing this summer as far as what to do, I took a look at some other states that have put in place ecoterrorism laws. And one of the things that was a real challenge is not to violate people's First Amendment rights. In other words, their free speech rights, because people should be able to protest in a responsible fashion, you know, as long as they're not trespassing, stuff like that. But these people in early June, they crossed the line. They promised that they will be back. And so we tried to find a way, and it's as a result of the managed forest law open provision that they were able to do this. So we wanted to do this in the most narrow fashion so that we do not impede on people's First Amendment rights. And this, I believe, is the best way to do it. And, you know, the company will be able to open this also at various times because they do have great respect for the sportsmen that want to use that. You know, a lot of bear hunters, deer hunters, and others go up there, and the company wants to be able to keep it open as much as possible. But they have a duty to protect their employees. And what would we all say if this company just callously said, oh, well, it's no big deal. This probably won't happen again. If any company did that, in the light of a situation that happened in early June, I think people would be very critical of them. They're very concerned about their employees' safety, and we believe that we need to do the right thing here to protect their safety.
Well, so what's going to happen to me, Senator Tiffany, if hypothetically I'm hiking in that area and your bill passes and this is closed land? What's going to happen to me?
Then you would be trespassing at that point.
Yeah, and so I'm going to get a slap with a big fine for doing that?
Well, I don't know how big the fine is, but you would be cited for that. And, you would be cited for it. I'm not sure how much the fine is for trespass.
Yeah. So we have just less than a minute to go. You're optimistic that that you have the votes for this bill to pass tomorrow?
Oh, I believe it will, because after people hear the testimony as far as what this bill does, and some people are trying to skew it into things that it really doesn't do, it's a very narrowly crafted bill. And I believe that once people hear the testimony today and the facts, they're going to say, yeah, this is a common sense bill, and we need to make sure that we protect these workers' safety that are working up at that mine site.
Thank you very much for being with us. Tom Tiffany is a Republican state senator from Hazelhurst. We'll get a different viewpoint on this legislation after we check the news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We will now get a different perspective in this half hour on today's big question. Should nearly 4,000 acres of forest land surrounding the proposed iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin be closed off to the public? We just heard from the co-author of the bill that would do this, Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst. He says the move is needed for worker safety reasons, citing a protest in June where protesters confronted mine company workers and one wrestled away a camera from one of the workers. Now we will hear from a critic of the bill, Democratic State Senator Bob Jauka Poplar. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:37 on this Wednesday, September 4th. The legislation is scheduled for a public hearing today at 11 o'clock this morning at the state capitol, and it is the subject of our big question segment this hour. We welcome your public radio testimony and your questions for our guest at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and we put up a link there where you can vote on today's big question, whether or not you support this legislation or not. Is it justified or not to close off the public from this proposed iron ore mining site? Bob Jauka is the Democratic State Senator from Poplar, a member of the Senate Committee on Workforce Development, Forestry, Mining, and Revenue. His district includes the proposed site. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So why are you opposed to this bill?
This bill is excessive, unfair, unjustified, and unnecessary. The bill, Senator, I listened to Senator Tiffany's explanation, in which he spent very little time talking about the consequences and the unjust implications of this bill to taxpayers and to the 30,000 other landowners who participate in the Managed Forest Act, because he's giving this exclusive sweetheart deal to allow Gogebic Taconite to avoid their contractual responsibilities to taxpayers by closing off 4,000 acres of managed forest law. The fact of the matter is that what he's doing is obsessed with that unfortunate and illegal behavior, outrageous conduct by a group of adolescent idiots who acted like they just left a Wapatuli party, and he is not focusing, and he is introducing what is the nuclear option to an assault. The fact of the matter is that it is an unnecessary proposal, because the company today has the right to close the land, but he in doing so, they will have to write a check for $500,000 in back taxes to pay back the taxpayers of the region who have been basically subsidizing very generous tax breaks to the property owner, who in exchange has been providing public access. Remember also that the incident occurred on something less than a half an acre of land, and he is proposing to close off 4,000 acres, which is something the company has wanted to do for a long time, and they're using that terrible, that unfortunate incident as a scapegoat, as a crutch.
Yeah, let me jump in. Senator Tiffany did say that GTAC would pay a penalty for withdrawing. So I don't understand the sweetheart deal.
There is a fee that they have to pay. There is also, when they withdraw the land, when they close it, when you close it, in essence, you are saying the public has no longer access. So when you close the land, they're allowed to close up to 160 acres. But when you close more than that, you're basically saying we're no longer going to abide by the terms of keeping the property open. Therefore, we have to pay back taxes. This bill does not, this exempts the company from paying back taxes because this West Virginia coal company has come to Wisconsin and believes that they're better than anybody else, that believes that there should be private laws giving them exclusive protection in their behavior, exclusive weakening of the regulatory process. And now they're saying, we don't want to pay the taxpayers. We don't want to be good neighbors. We want our cake and eat it, too. We want to be able to close the land wherever and whenever we want. And we don't want to have to pay what every other property owner in the state of Wisconsin has had to pay. There are 30,000 managed forest land property owners. And so the fact of the matter is the company simply doesn't want to pay their responsible share. They don't want to be responsible citizens. And we have a public official who's protecting their interests at the expense of the taxpayers and the rest of the citizens. This is an attack on the integrity of a program that was written in 1985, carefully written to please sportsmen who insisted that land be open in exchange for property taxpayers getting a sweetheart deal. The property owner here, the Gogebic Taconite, once again wants to get these great tax breaks, doesn't want to meet their responsibility, doesn't want to be treated like every other citizen. So they can do it under current law, but he wants to change the law and protect the company. It's also unnecessary because there are better alternatives, and Senator Cohen, Schultz, and I introduced a real common sense bill that does provide safety zones of a football field distance from workers at the bulk sampling sites, and longer if necessary if there is explosives and we don't think they'll use explosives. It's based upon, and for borings, if they do more borings, our original proposal was 50 feet. We are now suggesting that could be up to 200 feet. So you're separating the public from the workers, and no doubt there will be security present, and you should have no reason to think that workers won't be protected, and the public will be protected, but they'll still be able to use enjoy the recreational land. Senator Tiffany continues to be obsessed with this group of jerks who conducted that behavior on June 11th. He's ignoring how this is going to punish hundreds, if not thousands, of citizens who want to responsibly enjoy thousands of acres in northern Wisconsin that they should be able to enjoy, because where they're going is nowhere near some of these sites.
Yeah, Senator Jauch, you call them a group of idiots or adolescent jerks. He says they're eco-terrorists. They're earth-first protesters who promised they would be back.
Yeah, well, okay, there's nothing in his bill that prevents that. There's a law against trespassing in Wisconsin. There's a law against assault, yet as I recall, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, there was a group of young individuals, gang activity at the state fair. Nobody closed the state fair and punished everybody else and restricted everybody else from enjoying the state fair. Look, let's not pay attention to the behavior, get consumed with the behavior of that one group of people. We all agree it was wrong and they should be held accountable, and one of them is being held accountable. But let's not punish responsible citizens, hundreds if not thousands, who have gone out since then and respected the rule of law, who've gone up and fed the workers, including Gogebic workers, who have done everything they can to create a good environment of respect between individuals, including the woman who was assaulted. Senator Tiffany is apparently not aware that she attended a picnic in Iron County put on by the Pinocchio Hills Education Group, who are working very hard to create as positive an environment, respectful enough in dialogue, so that people aren't in each other's faces, but they understand the issues and can talk about them.
Our guest is State Senator Bob Jauch. He's a Democratic state senator from Poplar. He is a member of the Senate Committee on Workforce Development, Forestry, Mining, and Revenue, talking with us during this big question segment about this legislation co-authored by Senator Tom Tiffany, who we heard from in our last half hour, that would restrict public access to 4,000 acres of managed forest land located near the proposed iron ore mine site in northern Wisconsin. Do you support this legislation or not? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and vote there on our big question online question. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It is 13 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, September 4th. We are talking about legislation that is the subject of a public hearing today at 11 o'clock at the state capitol. Should nearly 4,000 acres of forest land surrounding the proposed iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin be closed off to the public? We are talking with Democratic State Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar, who says no, and we're welcoming your input, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our first caller is John in Richland Center. Hi, John.
Good morning. If you own 4,000 acres of private land, you have the right to do whatever you want with it as long as you follow the rules, the DNR and the zoning. If civil unrest happened once, it will happen again according to history. And they warned us. I suggest you could get them for no trespassing.
Well, so does the company own this land, Senator Jauch?
No, the company doesn't own it. It's owned by another company. They're leasing the mineral rights, and they've applied for permits, and they were given permits for boring. They'll probably be given permits for bulk sampling, which is basically removing the rock. I don't disagree with John. The company has a right to close the land and therefore say that put up the no trespassing signs. But the company then also has a responsibility, just like the other 30,000 property owners who are in the managed forest law, to abide by the contract. And they've gotten hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax breaks paid for by local property taxpayers, subsidized by local property taxpayers, in order to, with a deal, they'd manage their forest, but they'd also maintain public access. So if this owner wishes to close 4,000 acres of property, restrict public access, they should simply write the check, just like hundreds of other property owners have since 1985 when the law was determined. I want to also emphasize that there's nothing in this bill that defers people from breaking the law. There is going to be people throughout our society who find ways to make a statement, regardless of what the law says. The individuals on June 11th broke the law. At least some of them did. Some of them certainly they acted like they were left a Wapatuli party and thought that the F word was the only verb and adjective in the English language. That's not against the law, that obnoxious behavior. But the point is, to the degree upon which they violated the law, they will be prosecuted. Nothing in this bill prevents people from being stupid, from violating the law. What it does is it prevents responsible people from benefiting from a law that this company has enjoyed benefits from for years.
Yeah. And just to clarify, Senator Jauch, if the company would close this land off to the public,
correct,
under current law, they would have to pay a lot more money than they would have to pay under the bill that's being before this hearing?
Correct.
Yeah.
In other words, you can close your land, and then they have to pay up to 160 acres. So this is 4,000 acres. You can, and you have to pay a higher tax. However, on that 160 acres, what the company wants to do is say, we want to close 4,000 acres. We'll pay the higher fee, but we aren't going to pay the back taxes, which under current law, this company would be responsible to pay. This company is no better, nor is it more important than the other 30,000 property owners who respect and follow the law.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, Senator Tiffany ought to remember he represents the public interest. In the next 2 weeks, are going to really determine whether he and legislators are going to respect the wishes, will, and law that applies to all Wisconsin's citizens, or they're going to cave to a corporate interest that thinks it's better than anybody else in Wisconsin.
Joseph on Facebook writes, is every last bill going to be proposed on day one, hearing on day two, hearing ignored and passed on day three by this all-Republican government?
Well, I think that as that group of protesters used foul language in that incident on June 11th, scheduling the bill and announcing the bill on a Labor Day Friday afternoon so that few people could know about it, including some newspaper reporters yesterday and many managed forest law citizens around Wisconsin still don't even know anything about it, that what Senator Tiffany is doing is giving the finger to every Wisconsin citizen, and it is an embarrassment to the legislative institution. What he ought to remember is you don't schedule these hearings for the convenience of one company. He says it's a narrow bill. You bet it's a narrow bill. It benefits one company at the expense of taxpayers, at the expense of the public, and he is limiting the public discussion to the point that many people are not going to be able to fully participate. There's a pattern on this particular issue in which citizens in the North have been particularly excluded. Most of the property and managed forest land is in northern Wisconsin. So wouldn't it make sense if we truly cared about listening to the views of others rather than the view of one exclusive domain, that somehow we would make the hearing, uphold the hearing in northern Wisconsin and let the people most affected talk about it and truly listen? If we clearly meant that this hearing was nothing more than a sham, a hoax, and he's nothing more than a shill for this company, then he wouldn't have scheduled a vote tomorrow morning, less than 24 hours after people testify. There are many people who can't testify who still want to communicate, yet it's going to be a done deal. He doesn't have any interest in making democracy work. He has only the interest of protecting this one company at the expense of democracy. The fact is that the Senate is not meeting until 2 weeks from now. There is no urgency to hold a hearing with so little notice. There is no urgency to hold an executive vote tomorrow, when in fact he could hold that vote next week, easily hold that vote next week, and give editorial boards and give the public, give the DNR, who, by the way, never even saw the bill, and they're impacted, give the woodland property owners who helped write the law an opportunity to participate, give the state of Wisconsin, the citizens, it's their democracy, a chance to participate. If Senator Tiffany really cares about listening to people's views, he will postpone that hearing tomorrow, or that exec tomorrow. If he doesn't, he doesn't give a damn what people have to say.
Betty in Bayfield is with us. Hello, Betty.
Hi, I'd like to agree with Senator Jauch. I'm a taxpayer in Iron County, and this affects my taxes, but I can't drive the 5 hours down there, wait 12 hours, and then drive 5 hours back to say, hey, listen to us. What about the tribes in this? That's in ceded territory. It's public land.
Yeah.
This is just a sham, and I feel our voices aren't being heard. And, you know, you're kind of at a loss of what to do. I can send letters to the senators, but it doesn't seem to matter. So, you know, what do we do, I guess, is my thing.
Yeah, well, thank you, Betty. And how does this affect the Indian tribes? And
well, if the property is open, because it is in ceded territory, the tribe is able to exercise its rights. If it becomes closed, it's private land, and the tribe cannot exercise treaty rights on private land. They exercise it in public lands. And so what it does is here's what it does, is that there's over 50,000 acres of managed forest law in Ashland County. It's one of the largest in the state. So you're going to take close to 8% of what has been currently open for bear hunting, for deer hunting, and say to the responsible recreational users of that land, including the tribe, sorry, you don't have any right to be here anymore, even though you are in an area that's 2-3 miles away from where there is any mine activity. The other thing that's very important to know about this bill is, and I've talked to DNR personnel, this bill is very vague. It says that when the bill is signed into law, presuming in October if this legislature bends over and simply lets the company run roughshod one more time over the people of Wisconsin, then it, in fact, is closed. Then it's up to the Department of Natural Resources to determine with an Ouija board what land is open and what land is closed. Well, hunters are trying to figure out where they're going to go to hunt now. And so it is going to have real impact on recreational users, responsible landowners, and, of course, taxpayers who have a right to be reimbursed when this company no longer wants to abide by the contract. This is a multi-billionaire who owns West Virginia Coal Company, and maybe they do this in West Virginia. By God, he certainly has shown disrespect to the people in Wisconsin and once again thinks he's better than they are.
Yeah, we have less than a minute, Senator Jugg. Betty wants to know what can she do?
Well, Betty and others should write letters to all legislators. They shouldn't be form letters. They should express their outrage the way it's being done. They should express their desire that the legislature come up with a common-sense alternative, support what Senator Schultz, Cullen, and I offered, which may end up allowing the company to close, much as it does for logging. Law allows for logging to be closed up to a football field around its radius. Do the same thing, and so we'd be closing 50 to 70 acres versus 4,000. That's a pretty smart, common-sense plan that's good for all, good for the workers, good for the company, good for the public, and good to maintain the integrity of a plan of the Managed Forest Act,
which
serves Wisconsin well.
Thank you very much, Bob Jauch, for being with us. Bob Jauch, Democratic State Senator from Poplar, member of the Senate Committee on Workforce Development, Forestry, Mining, and Revenue. His district includes the proposed iron mining site. Today's hearing is scheduled to begin at 11 o'clock at the state capitol. There will be an update on what happens at the hearing this afternoon after 3 on Central Time. Thanks to Bill Martins, Christy Taylor, Robin Cherry for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.